the heartbeat of Ballito 88.0.
13 and a half minutes past 3 o'clock on a Monday afternoon, and I have another very exciting announcement to make. If you would like to enjoy a really cracker, a cool, a fabulous family entertainment show, and at the same time raise money for the battle against childhood cancer, this is what we're going to be talking about now with my very special guests, Paul Naidoo and Ken Chapman from the Lions Club. It's the Ballito, the Zimbali Lions Club? Ballito Lions Club. And I ask that with all sincerity because, as you quite rightly said before we came on, a lot of folk don't really know much about lions. They're quite familiar with the concept of rosary and round table even. But lions is something that possibly is not as well known. So let's just talk about that for a sec, if that makes sense. Paul, you are proudly, in fact, both of you, Ken also, wearing the lion's regalia. And this is not, by the way, an animal suit. It's a badge, very impressive-looking heraldry. But give us a little bit of a background. What is the Lions Club? Yeah.
Good afternoon, Dave. Good afternoon to the listeners. Lions, lots of people look, when they talk about lions, they think that we look after real lions and tame lions. But we are a service organization, and our logo is We Serve. How we serve is we go out to the public, the businesses, the business sectors, and raise funds, identify projects, and whatever income comes from the fundraising goes straight into projects.
You do a remarkably wonderful job. And it's so magnificent to be in a position to do good for those that are in a less fortunate situation. I think one of the basic tenets of good mental health is knowing that you're making a difference. Yeah. So I'm sure that there is often a call from Lions for new membership to give other people the opportunity to enjoy the same benefits in terms of the reward that comes from knowing that you're doing stuff altruistically. Is that the case with your organization?
Membership is pretty slow at the moment because I think the economics out there is pretty tough. And we welcome members. And I think they're missing out a lot. Because when you're involved with selfless service, it's amazing the feeling that you get in doing it. You get a lump in your throat all the time when you do these things. Especially now with the recent tornado we had, we were pretty, pretty busy since then.
I can imagine. And now you're busy with a new project, which is probably not so new because I know how to that organizing things like fundraisers for specific causes takes a huge amount of effort and work in the background. But the gist of it is that you've got a show coming up in Ballito that has offered to donate the proceeds of that particular night to your organization, and you in turn are donating it towards CHOC, the children's the cancer what is it called, the children's oncology clinic or something like that. There you go.
Correct, yeah.
So it's an opportunity for people now to enjoy a really good show. But tell us about that.
Well, Dave, why we chose CHOC, because childhood cancer is on the increase at the moment. And why CHOC? Because CHOC is almost a home away from home, not only for the patients, but for the families and all the caregivers as well. And they consistently look after the families. And I think the training, the counseling, and the educational part is absolutely phenomenal. It's a national organization, but we've partnered with CHOC in Cato Manor, where they've got rooms there. They actually feed off from Albert Luthuli Hospital, where they get most of the patients from. And in doing so, we're actually protecting and assisting for early diagnosis for childhood cancer. And hence the reason we said, let's partner up with them and raise funds. And we're having the show. It's called ABBA at the Pumpkin Theatre. That takes place on the 30th of August at 7 p.m., and we are selling tickets, but we need more participation and make it a family fun day, that fun evening at least.
So tell us about the show.
Okay, if I can jump in, the show is a tribute to ABBA, and it's a memory trip on ABBA's greatest hits and the artists who inspired them.
I've never heard of ABBA. It's got to be one of the most popular all-time, and the songs of ABBA are evergreen. So whether you're a youngster or a veritable veteran, you're going to enjoy for sure. Absolutely. The repertoire at the show. It's on the 30th of August. So there's enough time to plan for these things. 200 rand a ticket, which may sound like it's not excessive, but it may sound expensive. You know, think about this. If you went out for a very sort of mediocre meal with the family, it's going to cost you more than if you took the family to the ABBA show. This is going to give you more entertainment, guaranteed, and you'll be doing something marvelous. So, it's a win-win and something that you have an opportunity to do because it's going to be great fun. The show, I believe the artists, the lineup are absolutely stellar. The show obviously is the attractor, and you're going to go along and enjoy the show. But behind that is a much deeper purpose. And one thing about childhood cancer is, until you know someone or have had someone close to you that is afflicted, it probably doesn't really carry as much weight. But I think all of us now in the world in which we live, and the almost ubiquitous nature of this disease, it would be difficult, I think, to find anyone that has not encountered someone, either directly or indirectly, that has had a child that has been diagnosed. And it's devastating. But if you get the right help timeously, the wonderful thing about many childhood cancers is they're curable. Mm-hmm. And this could be life. Your participation on the 30th, at this show, having fun with the family and friends, you could save a life. I mean, gosh, what an opportunity. So, Paul, how does one go about booking tickets?
Dave, they can contact Pumpkin Theatre directly. They've got a website. They can go in. You can select a table.
Is it just one night?
Just one night.
Yep. And so you're not going to be booking for the wrong show and get confused?
No. It's just one night on the 30th. And you can book tables up to 4, 6, 8, and 10. You can take the whole family there.
So it's a kind of supper theatre, as I understand it.
Yes, correct. Yes.
Yeah. It sounds like it's going to be an absolute sellout. At the moment, you say the tickets are still available, which is normal for this, Belito and environs. We tend to wait to the last few days before, and which is a problem because, as things, the reality of these things is that there is a limit to how many people can fit into the Pumpkin Theatre, and we would hate you to miss out. So don't delay. If you are thinking about it right now, maybe that's the universe talking to you, saying, "Go do the right thing, have some fun, and get involved." And if you would like to talk to Paul or Ken about joining their august organisation, I think it's a very good thing. What are the criteria? Who are you looking for?
Well, we look for anyone that's got like-minded people that want to serve the community without any rewards. Obviously, use your time. And this is purely selfless service.
Age?
No. We take anyone.
No restrictions?
No restriction to age.
You even take girls?
How we take girls?
I'm just getting into huge trouble here because of this age. You're not allowed to. But I'm saying, because some organisations have been, in the past there was a definite no. This is a gentleman's club, and it's not that no longer the case.
Currently, we are only male, but we're opening the club to females to come through.
Yeah, I think that's the way the world has gone, and very right.
And they work harder than men.
So. Absolutely right. So this is a good thing. It'd be wonderful to reinvigorate the Belito chapter of the Lions organization. International organization, a massive network around the globe of people doing wonderful stuff in a world that can be quite dark sometimes. Good to know that there are people shedding light, spreading light. And more strength to both of you, my very dear friends, Paul Naidu and Ken Chapman from the Lions Club in Belito. Please go along and support on the 30th of August this magnificent show. It's the ABBA show at the Pumpkin Theatre, 200 Rand a ticket. All proceeds go to CHOC, raising awareness and fighting childhood cancer. Your contribution will make a huge difference. Thanks so much for joining me on the afternoon show, guys.
And thank
if you just joined us and you don't know what we've been talking about, this will be up as a podcast very shortly on our Apple App Store, Google Play Store app, which you can download, or you can just go onto our website, Life and Style, Radio Life and Style, and you'll be able to hear again what we have been discussing and share the good news, because it is good news. Making a difference is such good news. The afternoon show continues.